this is Margaret Arjous, and I'd like to welcome you to Suki Yum. A series of programs about our well-being, wherein we examine methods which will enable us to obtain a harmonious state of mind, body, and spirit, with the collaboration of holistic practitioner and psychotherapist, Dr. Lydia Ukaneva. Hello, Dr. Lydia, and welcome to the program Suki Yum on Campus FM.
Good afternoon, Margaret.
And hello to you all. Now, when was the last time you said, let me detox, I need to get rid of weight and get rid of hazardous poisons? Well, I doubt that bit, but still, let's say you do think about it sometimes. Or let me get rid of a lot of rubbish in my room and my house. Let me do some spring cleaning. Get rid of a friend or a partner who has been drinking up my time or energy. But when was the last time we said, I need to do some emotional detox? Well, that's what we are going to do today. We are going to talk about how to do an emotional detox. So, Dr. Lydia, how important is our emotional well-being?
Very sensitive subject, because we can speak about our body problems, we can speak about our even thinking, but our emotions are our taboo. So we can we trust them only to our close people, and we're bearing a lot of pain in our self. And actually, we're not aware this pain, emotional pain, is becoming to be our slow murder. Because we are aging, and we are like sort of life taking over us because of this collected emotional garbage. Some emotions are so strong, so deep. All our life becoming to be just we create our life around these emotions, just not to touch them. And people saying like, oh, you know, I was hurt when I was a child, and I'm carrying it all my life. It's sad to hear, because the time is past and the life is passing, but this emotion is still very strong, imprinted in us. Sometimes we are losing some dear people around us, and this trauma is also imprinted in our mind, in our deep soul. As you know, the world sometimes is unkind on us, and sometimes our family is unkind on us, and most of us know what is this to have to be betrayed, to be insulted, to be cheated, to be unrecognized. Yes, each of us as a soul, as a personality, is looking for the acknowledgement. So me, I have a meaning to be in this life, in this world. And if our families are not really appreciated our being, we are deeply hurt. And actually, many clients who are coming for psychotherapy mentioning that, like, you know, I was never hugged, or I was never appreciated for what I'm doing, like, I'm never good enough. So this, it's creating a lot of tears in our soul, and we are covering it with the smiley faces, with the nice makeup. Most of us keeping this injury. So how to get rid from this injury? How to get rid from that misery of our soul? Yes, I always mentioning a couple of years ago, I was shocked when I was reading Malta Today. It was an official statistic about 15% of Maltese population using antidepressants. This is the result of buried emotions.
Buried emotions.
Yes, unhealed
emotions. How interesting.
Yes, before I was talking about toxins, And we can speak even about the toxins of our mind, the parasites of our mind, the pattern of emotions which we cannot easier get rid of. This problem started from our early childhood, and I was working a lot with a transpersonal technique which is connected with the perinatal time of our being. Perinatal is about our birth. So it's our embryonal life, it's the emotions what our mother is passing through in relationship with our father, and the child is absorbing these emotions, and later on, it's like a software in a computer, we are playing these emotions, we are experiencing these emotions. So it's a very it's a big responsibility to be pregnant, to be a pregnant couple. Yes, now it's this term is quite popular. It's not a pregnant mother, it's a pregnant couple. Because without a father being involved, the baby is not whole, the baby is not holistic. The process of birth is extremely important, because in this moment we are dying as an embryo and we are coming out in a new quality of being a human being. So in this moment the emotions of our mother, the emotions of medical specialists around, the emotions of the family who are waiting for a newborn baby is also extremely important, because it's created an informational field.
So it's transferred onto us.
Absolutely.
We are absorbing it all.
We are living in the informational field. And this informational field imprinting in our mind and in our emotions very strongly. So then we are, our life is influenced by that. Actually, the one of the technique called rebirthing. So it's like,
what is it?
Rebirthing.
Okay.
So it's like if you have a traumatic birth experience or perinatal experiences, you have a chance through this technique.
Reimbursing.
Yes, to heal your birth process. Mm-hmm. So it's called rebirthing.
Mm-hmm.
Based on the breathing. I'm doing it for over 20 years, and it have a really transformative effect on people who didn't even expect. They said that my life was before rebirthing and after rebirthing.
So you mean it's based on breathing?
It's based on breathing, yes. Breathing is special body work.
Breathing help?
Because it helped to go to connect to the level where the memory, this emotional memory, is staying. I mentioned emotional memory, and it's not a coincidence, because as you know, we have like a timeline. We have our past, we have our present, we have our future, but for our emotions we do not have time. The pain we experienced many years ago as a children, we feel the same if we are in touch with this pain in the present moment.
So do you mean that pain, suffering, anything negative which is coming from the past, from our families, from the past, are passed on to us?
Definitely. And I have a quite big professional experience on that. For 23 years I'm working with these techniques. You can make a regression into your biographical material, and you can be in touch with the pain where you was insulted or you was hurt. Mm-hmm. The experience which is imprinted in you deeply, most of the time the mind doesn't want to remember. So it's hidden sort of watch bomb. It's hidden deep inside of your mind.
It's like a time bomb.
It's like a time bomb. And with the time it's tick, 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 and all of a sudden it's exploding. And sometimes it have a dead effect on us. So people can die from the trauma yes, they received long time ago. And then this trauma is actually changing the physiology of our body.
So how complex we are.
It is. We are very treasurable for the universe, but in the same time we are fragile because we have this capacity to be everything, to identify ourselves with everything.
So we are already born with a lot of baggage.
We're born not with a clean page. We are already coming with the history, prehistory. Our family coming from the genes, it's called morphogenetic field. It's the field of memory of our tribe, of our family, close family, or of our nation.
Because morphology is the root of something.
It's like the physical tissues are responding for the informational context.
So difficult to understand, Dr. Lydia, but it's there.
It's there,
We can't deny it.
Exactly. When I was working in the prison with the prisoners and the people, the victim of the crime, most prisoners are unwanted children. So it, they want to be aborted.
You're moving me today, Dr. Lydia.
And all they was badly treated as a children, and they feel they are unwanted children.
In fact, I was just going to tell you this, you know, that people who we tend to look down on, I mean, we should look at in a different way, because most of the time it's not their fault.
Definitely, we need to help these people to treat their traumas.
So, it's true.
It's difficult to speak about it, because sometimes people think, so what now, this person was very cruel, and now we have to treat this person. Yes, the cruelty is coming from sick mind.
Exactly.
Sick emotions, yeah, sick
and why
mind.
Should we be sick towards him too?
Exactly. So it is very, very important to understand, to recognize in yourself and to admit, yes, I have this pain and I would love this pain to leave me. So I want to treat this pain. This is the first step for healing. Many people with addiction is highly traumatized people. It's all not very healthy pregnancy of mother, or it's a trauma of relationship between father and mother. Or sometimes it's even the chemicals, medical chemicals, what mother used during the pregnancy. Need to be treated. Many people nowadays suffering with the feelings of loneliness. And even if they're in a family, they feel lonely. This is also coming from early childhood, and I'm afraid even from the perinatal patterns. It also can be treated. Treated not because these people are sick, we are sick, but treated, I mean, have a healing. It can be done by repeating this pattern. It is a special technique, psychological technique, regression into this moment of life, into this situation, and changing the attitude.
This is Margaret Arjules, and you're listening to the program Sukiyam on Campus FM with our resident guest, Dr. Lydia Ukaneva. And today we are discussing emotional detox.
Now a very popular great technique, it's called emotional freedom technique. It's tapping. Many people know about it. It's really effective because it's changing even the biochemistry of the
body. Can you explain this tapping method?
Tapping method, it's a very simple method. You just touching the special zones of our body where we are keeping information. The zones are connected to the information in our mind. And by touching them, by tapping on them, we are sort of re-stimulating them. So the memory becoming to be more clear, and we are reprogramming ourselves. So we are removing the charge from the memory of our injury or pain or whatever, unpleasant emotions. It's a big science behind of that, but in a practical level, it's very, very, very simple. You just need to repeat your feelings like I'm in pain and tap in a particular zone. In
so
what,
I
many
noticed
people
you
knows about
tap
it.
The on the chest and the head?
On the chest, on the head, it can be on your hand.
It can be on your hand too.
On the face, yes.
It can be on the face too.
Zones, yes. And there are, it is a course.
So you can tap on anywhere of these while you're repeating what your problem is.
Yes, but better if you will have some
guidance.
Session, some guidance.
Of course.
So it is a specialist in Malta, I know, and it works very well. The other very good technique, as I mentioned before, is the breathing, because breathing is helping you to be in touch with this pattern. And one of this breathing method called holotropic breathing, and actually in the beginning of February I plan to do this as well. So usually it's connected with the catharsis therapy, like
catharsis is purification, getting rid of
releasing through like big explosion, like people during the session they crying a lot, or opposite, they are laughing a lot, or they are screaming a lot, or a lot of movement. Some people making quite, it's look very dramatic. So we're going through our drama. But in the end, we feel very good. People who have this experience, and more, it's also quite a lot of people now, they feel deep purification, emotional purification. They, it's a lot of testimonials about it.
And this is just breathing?
It's not just breathing. It's a breathing with a particular music, evocative music.
Ah, okay.
And it is a body work as well, because the body...
Some exercise as well?
Not exercises. It's how you, the sitter, the instructor, know how to deal with the body. So in this moment, it's important to have a body
There's
work.
A lot at play then.
Yes. Yes. So in a simple way, we are doing our emotional detoxification by sharing our problems with someone else. But we have to remember, when we're repeating too much, we start to believe for our drama. Mm-hmm. And then we're drowning in our drama. And then we put a lot of importantness for our drama. So,
So you're saying recognize it. But don't
indulge on
indulge
it.
In it.
Yes. So because with the indulgement we feel very pity
it's
towards
true.
Ourselves.
We're and like the victims of the situation.
Yes. So self-pityness is a very destructive emotion, and we can stuck in that forever life.
True. It's your role, like, you know.
Exactly.
The victim.
Exactly. I was a victim, so let me have a credit on that.
You have to move on.
You have to move on. But at the same time, like, need to sometimes it's just need a good support of a specialist. So very good technique on a gestalt, as a gestalt therapy, you can find it. Because the gestalt is the image of some situations.
So if you can explain what gestalt is.
It's an image, it's a pattern where we stuck in our relationships, mostly with our parents, started from our parents. As you know, now people are always saying, women are saying, oh, you know, my husband or my partner, I have absolutely the same problem like with my father. And the man is saying, I have a problem with this woman like with my mother. Why? Because our first relationship begins with in relationship with our parents. So to detoxify ourselves, not to project our family relations towards our partner, we need to remember it is like these people have nothing to do with our family story. But it's very difficult
very
if
difficult,
our relationships
yes.
are not healed. So gestalt therapy is really helping to heal our family relationship.
It's like conditioning, isn't it? Being conditioned.
Exactly, exactly. It's like a software in a computer, unfortunately. We're becoming to be like a robot. So the other technique, which is also very, very useful, is the integrative mind technique. I'm using it a lot together with the body and breathing, and it's not exactly massage, but it is a sort of body talk. It's another technique, body talk, because the problems are stuck in some particular areas. Louise Hay wrote a very interesting book. One of her books is about different organs and different diseases compared to the different pathological emotions what we experience. It's like, for example, chronic fears.
Pathological emotions are sick emotions, of
sick
course.
Sick emotions. Like, for example, chronic fears, yes, mm-hmm. will affect your knees.
Will affect your knees?
Knees, yes. Sometimes people coming with an arthritis problem and not aware the problem is started not from the bones, not from your physical body, but it started in your mind as a chronic fear, like habitual fear, like first reaction is I'm afraid. Mm-hmm. So we can work... first on the fears, to heal mm-hmm. the situation when the person or child was overwhelmed with the fears.
We have so many fears, don't we?
She found also like kidney, it's not she, it's actually the Chinese philosophy, Chinese acupuncture, based on that understanding the kidney and the bladder will hold on fears. So the like a kidney stone is the problems with the in the kidney stone is a result of hidden fears for a long time, like liver and gallbladder is keeping our anger. Both organs have a female and male reaction. Like for example, our violent anger represented our gallbladder. It's a male way, male anger. And this mumbling, the boo 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 boo, what women mostly are doing, like complaining too much. This is like a female type of anger. Mm. The same with other emotions, like you can find the emotions of courage, or you can find emotion of jealousy, or you can find emotion of envy. So this is destructive emotions, and most of the time they are coming as a deficiency in our early childhood. So we need to detoxify ourselves from that, because they are distracting our mind and they're distracting our physical body. You can see sometimes the faces of people really reflected the basic emotions what they have. Yes, sometimes you can see the greed on the face, and sometimes you can see a lot of love, opposite and contrary. Some people are very sharing. Sometimes people have a lot of fears, and the eyes are just whatever person.
Like suspicious, you know.
Like
yes.
Suspicious, exactly.
Yes, true.
So as you see, it's imprinted in our on our physical level. And we need to remember to detoxify this emotional level. By that detoxification, we are opening the door for our new qualities, like we can live more freely, so we doesn't need these emotions, but
yes.
How to get rid from them? If
yes, exactly.
If we're
not to let them control us.
Yes. So many people found a mechanism to suppress them. So mm-hmm. like, I hate, but I will smile. Yes. Mm-hmm. So dishonesty mm-hmm. with emotions, and not because these people want to lie, just because in society it's not acceptable.
Exactly.
Yeah. When you feel angry, it doesn't mean
exactly.
everybody have to suffer. Yes, most of the time, unfortunately, the family is suffering, yes, because uh-huh. people coming, especially men coming from
behind
work.
Behind closed doors, yes.
Yes, the men coming from the work, a lot of anger towards the boss, and the family is paying for that anger. Yeah. Mm-hmm. As you know, in some big companies, you can find the dolls made like the boss or the client, so the people can physically, by boxing, physically react. Because this the deficiency of reaction installing these emotions in our physical body, and we start to suffer. Disease like arthritis, but actually the way we're not allowed ourselves to move. Why? Because we feel a lot of unpleasant feelings in our body. So we're not moving because we're afraid to hurt someone. So instead we're hurting ourselves. So we need to remember to visit a psychologist. It doesn't mean you are a psychiatric case. It doesn't mean something wrong with your
mind. We all need to go to a psychologist, don't we?
Definitely. Actually, we doesn't need it because nature really giving to us a lot of instruments how to manage by ourselves, but we lost it. Yes, many people going just to the sea and saying, this is my psychotherapy. I'm swimming and I'm in nature, so I feel healed. But by living artificial life, we need something also artificial. So we're going to the psychologist for help. Also, very important, people like to travel. The question is, why it's so good to travel? Because you are leaving your emotional attachment behind, so you feel new you. And this new you is open for new happiness, new page. Yes, people coming after traveling, they feel, look very good. They said, oh, I just came from very far away. It was so good. Yes. So now they like the energy to start something new, some new page of life is there. We need to remember about it as well.
So what happens when we keep those negative emotions like fear, anxiety, shame, not believing in ourselves, when we keep them bottled up in ourselves?
They're distracting us. They make us sick even physically. They're limiting our life. They're limiting our connections with the world. And we are missing our life, actually, because these emotions are the emotions of our ego, our limitation, our program. And what is also important, it's imprinted in our physical health. So we're becoming, from the sick mind and sick emotions, our body becoming to be sick as well.
I would like to continue forever with this subject, Dr. Lydia, but this is where we have to stop. Of course, we'll be taking up, you know, something similar later on in the series. And for our next program, I think we should start talking about alkalizing our body. Do you agree with that?
Yes, sure. I can speak about alkalization in details. Maybe we'll give some recommendations. What type of food will be good?
Thank you very much, Dr. Lydia. As you can see today, we gave you a lot of food to think about, so get in touch with your emotions and love yourself. If you'd like to ask us any questions, then contact us on campusfm at um.edu.mt. If you'd like to listen to our program Sukiyam at your own convenience, then visit our website www.maltauniversitybroadcasting.com. Click on webcasts and then on Sukiyam. Until our next program, this is Margaret Arjous, who would like to thank Samuel, our recording engineer, and to leave you with this thought. The secret of health for both mind and body is not to mourn for the past, not to worry about the future, or not to anticipate troubles, but to live the present moment wisely and earnestly.